At Arizona State University, we are committed to our student success. That's why our online educational experience is unmatched. You'll access our state-of-the-art adaptive learning technology that fosters innovative thinking and inspires collaboration with faculty and peers. Explore more than 300 world-class programs offered online, all designed to empower our students to become the next generation of critical thinkers and innovators. Visit asuonline.asu.edu.
With interest rates growing, we think your business and personal savings deserve to grow too. And you should even get to choose how you do it. Right now, Amegy is offering amazing rates on our business and personal savings and CDs. For details, visit AmegyBank.com or click the banner to learn more. Amegy Bank. Here, you grow. A division of Zions Band Corporation N.A. member FDIC.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
I'm having a hard time shaking this feeling that we're being maneuvered into World War III. And we're being maneuvered not for a fight for justice, for freedom, for liberty. We're being maneuvered into World War III so that the American people don't discover just how awfully and terribly our own government has been treating us. I think that's precisely what's going on here. And I am very disturbed by this, that hundreds of thousands, potentially millions of people will have their lives stolen from them, all in an effort to cover up for the malfeasance of guys like Beijing Biden, of guys like Mitch McConnell. Let me give an example of what I mean. Here's Mitch McConnell. He is the minority leader, probably in perpetuity because of the way the Republicans have conducted themselves, the minority leader in the United States Senate. Here's Mitch McConnell saying what his priority is for selling us out, for selling America out with the $1.8 trillion omnibus. Listen to this.
Making sure the Defense Department can deal with the major threats coming from Russia and China. Providing assistance for the Ukrainians to defeat the Russians. That's the number one priority for the United States right now. According to most Republicans, that's sort of how we see the challenges confronting the country at the moment.
Now, I am hearing from a good deal of Republicans as the elections draw nearer who are saying, I have changed my position on Ukraine, this never-ending open checkbook to Ukraine. And it seems, as you all know, you all heard, that Beijing Biden has approved American-made cluster bomb munitions being deployed over to Ukraine. And right now, American-made cluster bombs are killing Russians. And then Vladimir Putin makes this move. Vladimir Putin responded to the military move with a chilling Stalin-style threat that promised to remind them, these are the Poles, of their place using all means at our disposal. Poland has sent troops to their border with Belarus to face off the growing threat of the Wagner group amassing on the NATO nation's eastern flank. Now, many of you are going to go, wait a minute, the Wagner group? Who are the Wagner group? Oh, yes, that's right. These are the people who allegedly conducted a coup against Vladimir Putin some weeks back. Turns out they didn't. Turns out there's speculation out there. They took a whole bunch of American taxpayer dollars as payment to undertake a coup against Vladimir Putin. They took the money and then it financed their deployment to Belarus. Allegedly, Vladimir Putin exiled them to Belarus. And now they're about ready to be poised to take back parts of Poland because Vladimir Putin says that really Poland, just like everything else he's annexing, really belongs to Mother Russia. Poland's Security Committee decided to transfer troops to the border over concerns of the buildup of Prigozhin's Wagner mercenary army. The move was prompted by Belarus's decision on Thursday to hold the joint drills between their forces and the Wagner troops only 3 miles from the NATO perimeter. See, this is the problem, kids. Poland is a NATO country. And now you have, allegedly, the Wagner group in exile from Russia, so they can't be tied to Russia in particular, even though we all know that the Wagner group is doing exactly what Vladimir Putin wants. And it seems like we're being ushered in to World War III, because I don't think that any of the NATO nations are going to basically accept, oh yes, the Wagner group, they're not really part of Russia. They're an independent mercenary group. Uh-huh. Folks, this comes from weak leadership. This comes from allowing Vladimir Putin, a third-rate dictator, to basically rule the roost with China behind him. And then here you have, over here, Democrats and Republicans who have been laying waste to the Constitution, abusing the taxpayers of the United States. They're like, hey, well, how are we going to get out of this? Oh, yeah, let's just go to war. Can't have these rascally conservatives calling us out when the nation goes to war. Remember Article 5 of the NATO Treaty. An attack on one is an attack on all. And it's, folks, again, I just can't shake this feeling that we're being maneuvered into World War III. So it's imperative, I believe, that we get rid of these America Last Republicans, these America Last Democrats. It's virtually every Democrat and a sadly growing number of Republicans who fall into this group. And there is some movement on this in places like New Jersey, believe it or not. Hear from one of the candidates that is seeking to get rid of one of the longest serving leftists in the United States Congress, Robert Menendez. That's all coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Have you been growing frustrated that all your favorite stuff's getting canceled out there by the woke crowd? When Fox News, in deference to leftists, got rid of Tucker Carlson, didn't you say to yourself, nobody asked me? Folks, you have power to stop that. Stop funding woke companies. Support those who stand for America, your rights, and your values. Go with Patriot Mobile. I know what you're saying. How is Patriot Mobile going to help me fight back? Well, not only do they have an industry-leading coverage guarantee, they're also America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. And then there's this. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile by going to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, you support me. You keep my voice independent, making sure the woke crowd can't touch me. So if you prize your values, if you like good value, and you want to keep your liberty-loving Latino conservative, strong, and unafraid, go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM. Get free activation. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Take a stand against the woke at patriotmobile.com/storm.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
You know, as a result of the Newsmax show, I get some rather unique opportunities. Folks, hear this program that's based in Texas from different parts of our land. And because of the growing presence on Getter and Rumble, that audience is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And to see ourselves as others see us and to know that we're not the only ones in the fight, I think is a benefit to this audience and frankly, every talk radio audience. So let me bring in Greg Mealy. He is a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate in 2024 who is looking to unseat the senator he calls the king of corruption, Robert Menendez, and restore America First values to his state and the country by enabling the American dream of self-sufficiency for all and minimizing big government. Greg, welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Chris, thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
How long has Menendez been occupying that seat?
It's over a decade, so we have to do something about that.
And now, folks are going to ask, because these days we have to, because being Republican is meaningless, and I think you know what I mean by that. There's no set of values that defines a Republican because of guys like Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn. How will folks know that you're the real deal? How do folks know that if you win this election and they back you, you're going to walk the walk?
Well, I do have a history. I've been in a few elections so far, starting more local, but a couple of years ago, actually, I have been lifelong Republican, but also had some problems with the way they were catching up on the spending to where the Democrats were. I actually stayed out of politics for a while. Then a few years back, I came upon some libertarians who gave me an opportunity and a platform that actually brought me into the governor's race a couple of years ago as their candidate. And I espoused the values that the Republicans were missing. And so actually right after that election, the phone rang off the hook from folks who were trying to recruit me back to the party. And be their candidate. And so here I find myself now running for Senate against Mr. Menendez, trying to restore some of those small government and anti-corruption beliefs.
Let me pivot back to this idea of the Republican Party having no rudder. There seem to be two types of Republicans. One Republican, like a Senator Cruz, for example, who is a staunch conservative and votes and lives by those values. Then you've got the other kind of Republican who gets up every day and says, hey, how can I meet AOC, a declared socialist, halfway? Hey, let me find the nearest Democrat that I can firmly plant my lips on their butt cheek. Our senator here, our senior senator, John Cornyn, did this. He betrayed our rights in the Constitution. He sold us out on the Second Amendment, and he sold us out with that omnibus vote. What is your take on those two types of Republicans?
Well, in the one hand, I mean, certainly you want to be able to get things done, and it certainly also depends on the makeup of the body you're in as far as the majority and how much. But, see a lot of core values that are sacrificed all the time on the conservative side. And, that's not part of the program, in my opinion. I feel you need to stick to your core values. You can't compromise on some things. And basically those important areas are what drive the policy that really, if it's implemented, shows you, okay, how are we doing under these, for example, conservative policies versus liberal policies? Mm-hmm. I think, history shows, and it will again if I can unseat Mr. Menendez, that conservative policies and values win out.
Greg Mealy is our guest, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate in New Jersey, trying to get Mr. Menendez off the playing field because he plays for the Democrats. Let me ask you about the last omnibus that I made mention of, because here's an example of what I mean by values. In my state of Texas, The open borders, it's just running roughshod over our state. We have entire communities, mostly Latino communities, that are being destroyed, literally destroyed, by waves and waves and waves of illegal aliens coming into the United States because we have the largest border. One of our senators, Ted Cruz, said, no, I can't vote for that. And he voted no on an omnibus bill. Then our senior senator said, well, Mitch McConnell says that the number one priority for Republicans is making sure that as much American money as possible goes over to Ukraine. So I can secure the money for Ukraine, I'm going to vote yes on an omnibus bill that prohibits, it doesn't deny, it prohibits any money being used to secure the border. The only money that can be used on the border is to facilitate more illegal immigration. See, to me, that is a foundational, if you're a Republican or a conservative, you don't trade your fundamental dedication to the rule of law for an open checkbook to benefit another country while you sacrifice your own. Am I being too simplistic about that, or would you agree?
Well, I mean, I think we're very well aligned. The whole Ukraine situation, as far as how the Democrats handle things, it's always blank check, send whatever. And, you know, there has to be some kind of check and balance to say, first of all, I mean, is there anything good that's going to come out of it? I mean, I hate the situation of America being the world's police and getting involved in things that aren't affecting us here. So certainly, as far as troops, I don't want them to go anywhere where we don't have a threat coming here. But even money, equipment, all that kind of stuff, we really need to be very careful and limit how much of that we do. And on the other side of it, as far as the border, I mean, I was in New York City. I wasn't very close to the buildings. I was more in Midtown, but on 9/11. And so my first thought when we had the first news story of a migrant group coming up through Mexico, I thought immediately, well, there's going to be terrorists that are going to sneak in there dressed up as migrants and come right on in and, you know, do another attack. I mean, that was obvious logic for a group which I know a lot of Democrats in particular, you know, they like to think that people around the world are as enlightened as we are, but their sole purpose in life is to come in and destroy. And those folks get far too much credit from the left in thinking that, you know, they're all there peacefully. So there has to be some kind of vetting system, and I feel like there isn't any going on now with the masses of people coming through all the time because there isn't sufficient border protection.
Well, as you know, we're fast approaching 2 million known gotaways into this country since Beijing Biden took over. And I think that those who may be coming in with a nefarious purpose to harm Americans, to harm America, I think they're simpatico with the current Democrat Party. I mean, after watching this testimony yesterday, which I'm going to get to, you saw these Democrats, they seethe with hatred at the United States of America. They hate this country. Greg Mealy is our guest right now, folks, Republican candidate in 2024 for Senate in New Jersey. And you know what? That brings me to one of your state's sons who's running for president. That would be former Governor Chris Christie. Now, here's a guy who I think fits this template that I've been describing. He thinks the biggest problem in the country is Donald Trump. He has narrowly a coarse word to say about Beijing Biden and the Democrat Party. Isn't that the kind of Republican that I'm making reference to, that a person who says the greater threat to the country is conservatism and those who deliver for conservatives rather than the Democrat Party?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, Chris Christie, he's always been kind of a bully personality in the political world, at least. And so, I mean, I actually had cases in my law practice defending against his office when he was still in the prosecutor's office. And I was always, kind of my way or the highway with him. And on the other side of it, though, not too many people, at least in New Jersey, who know him very well, take his run for president very seriously. I think he's just there out of sour grapes from Trump. Mm-hmm. To just come in and try to bash so that the other candidates don't have to, and then maybe they can get a little more of an advantage. And, you know, I mean, this is what he wants to spend his time on. But there's very few who think that he can ever be a serious candidate for office again.
Let me pivot to the hearing that we saw with the Democrats not being able to defend Joe Biden or Hunter Biden. But so they attacked Trump. Here's Jim Jordan talking about how the people changing their story are the Department of Injustice and this U.S. Attorney Weiss. They seem to be changing their story, but it's the whistleblowers who have been consistent, basically saying the Department of Injustice went soft on Hunter Biden and stopped legitimate investigations because those investigations pointed to the current occupier of the Oval Office. Listen to Chairman Jim Jordan.
Mr. Weiss can't get his story straight. Three different stories in a five-week time frame. On June 7th, he's Tarzan. He's super. I got ultimate authority. I can do what I want. File charges where I want, when I want, and how I want. June 30th, well, actually, no, I can't. And then, of course, on July 10th, he says, to clarify, I haven't requested special counsel status, but I've been talking to the folks at Maine Justice. Three different positions in a little over a month. You know whose story hasn't changed? These two guys.
Yeah, and actually those two guys, the IRS agents, were their testimony has been corroborated by a former FBI agent was also assigned to this case. So you, with your legal background, when you hear one side of a court case continually changing their story, what does that tell you?
Clearly, they're kind of making it up as they go along. And, this is the thing. I mean, they couldn't dispute, you know, the facts that were being presented by these guys. And it reminds me of, WikiLeaks with Hillary Clinton. Well, for all this, stomping their feet and shouting about that it was the information was released, they didn't dispute the truth of it one ounce. And it's the same thing here. No one on that panel from the Democratic side said, no, that's not an accurate fact or something like that, or that didn't happen. There's nothing like that. So they distract and deflect away to something else. It's a common defense attorney tactic in my world and certainly in the political world as well.
Yeah, and criminals do that a lot too. When they're caught doing a crime, the criminal blames society or blames somebody else for their illegal activity. Which I think it's kind of interesting to watch Democrats being the Democrat Party being the party of criminals, for criminals and by criminals, actually adopting those tactics. The last thing, I'm not even sure how comfortable you're going to be on this, but I'm sure you have seen from afar, and I think this is a gift you can give to a Texas audience. You've seen from afar how we've been conducting our business here in the state of Texas as it concerns this impeachment of arguably the most conservative attorney general in the United States, Attorney General Ken Paxton. It was released yesterday by Just the News and other people reporting on this, that the Texas House, which you have to know, is run by the aforementioned type of Republicans who get up every day and trying to affix their lips on the backside of every Democrat they can find. Those are the kinds of Republicans who are in the leadership of the Texas House. Here is the Just the News article. Republican House managers chosen by alleged Republican Speaker Dade Phelan, a Republican from Beaumont, aren't complying with a discovery order issued by Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, according to the attorneys. If this were a legitimate impeachment, I'm just going to ask for not only for you as somebody in New Jersey looking at what's happening in Texas, but also use your law experience. If the prosecution doesn't want to produce the evidence that led to, in this case, the filing of the impeachment, what does that tell you? And what does that tell you as a lawyer? And then tell me as somebody who lives in New Jersey, how do you see what's happening here in Texas with this kind of stuff?
Well, it certainly reminds about a lot of the FISA applications that were made with false factual allegations. And it only undermines further the public's mistrust of the system of government and how these offices operate. It's become so divisive just based on ideology that you see results that whoever is making the decision, whatever their political leaning, what a coincidence. That's how the case comes out a lot. Huh. And it's so much harder to get to the truth and get justice than it used to be. I mean, there certainly was at least some better level of cooperation. And, when someone was found, I mean, look at Nixon, right? He got caught with what he was doing. And I don't remember a single person. I mean, I was fairly young then, but I don't remember anyone sort of sticking up for him based on ideology. I mean, everyone said, this is the kind of integrity issue that we can't allow in government.
Yeah, and you know, I can imagine that Texas has this reputation, did have this reputation, as being conservative, standing for the rule of law, and by and large, we do. As somebody who lives in New Jersey, and you see people in the Republican name acting like, frankly, Democrats, doesn't that kind of give you pause and maybe even ask the question, what the hell's going on in Texas?
Mm. Well, certainly, we comparatively at least love what's going on in Texas. Now, of course, you've mentioned a couple of things that that are concerning, but overall, it seems so much better over there as far as how the government operates. And that's why, I mean, Biden had to take money from the states that operate well as far as budget and give it to all of the blue states, including ours, that were failing miserably with managing their budget because there's no sense of personal responsibility anymore. And I guess that's really one of the core things in my campaign is to try to restore that. I mean, everyone can succeed if they're enabled. So I'm trying to get, you know, certainly less tax revenue collected to begin with, because I think we could be a lot more efficient, but that we do collect.
Right.
I would want to and do enablement programs more so that people can realize their own dreams without being constantly hammered by Democrats to think that they cannot succeed, whether it's because of a demographic, a skin color, an ethnicity, whatever it is. I don't see any of that being a roadblock like it may have been many decades ago. But certainly, you know, we see people that can break through all the time, regardless of background. And
sure.
I think that would translate to the rest of the state if there was just a little more responsibility on the side of the budget and where we direct funds.
Well,
and we also have Governor Murphy has bailed out this Orsted company, which coincidentally is partly owned by Goldman Sachs, his former company, in order, you know, with taxpayer funds, in
Funny.
Order to keep going on project. Yeah, and we have a thing called Home Rule that's supposed to be in place for, in this case, the Shoretowns for this windmill project.
Right.
I'm sure you've heard a little about
it. I've heard about that. Yeah, the windmills that, that nobody wants in their backyard, but, you know,
right.
I get it. Hey, look, Mr. Mealy, I think back to your original point where you started that, you know, I think the number one thing that the government can do is get the hell out of the way. You're right. I can attest as your liberty-loving Latino that in America, when America is America, there's nothing that can stand in your way. And the only thing that's standing in the way of people's success right now is the Democrat Party. Greg Mealy, everybody, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate for 2024. If they want to, if anybody in Texas or anybody listening to this, this broadcast wants to help you out, where can they go?
Well, the best starting point is to look at the website. It's www.MELE4America.com. That would be where you can find out more about our campaign, our platform, my history. Also, I mean, if there's any wish to donate or maybe for folks more locally, but to volunteer, although I guess it depends on the skill that folks want to bring.
Yeah.
That would be a great place to start, and also to reach out to us, send us a message. You know, there's contact info there as well. Please, you know, help us out with whatever your concern is, because I'm sure we're thinking the same thing. I mean, we have a big desire to bring back the free market overall, in terms of how it works better than anything the government tries to impose upon
Amen.
It. And people sometimes think that in economics, you can change one variable without affecting the others, and it's just not true.
Yep.
We also push in the line of free competition, school choice as a major thing, and parental rights. We've talked about it for a long time now in our camp. And
All right.
Part of that is to just make sure that with those options, we can maybe improve the test scores that are doing so poorly now and go back to teaching the things that kids really need to be equipped with in order to succeed in life.
Yeah, we're fighting. Hey, in Texas, we're fighting that same battle here. We're fighting those same type of Republicans, 24 of them, who are holding hostage parents and children in this state. Greg Mealy, thank you very much, man. Appreciate the visit. And hopefully we can send some help your way.
I really appreciate it. Thanks again for having me this morning, and enjoy the day over there.
That's going to put a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, kids. Visit a couple of websites, texasscorecard.com and chrissalcedo.com. TexasScorecard.com, that's where you find big news in Texas. If it's impacting Texas, it's going to impact you sooner or later. At ChrisSalcedo.com, that's where you find me, all of our social media hookups, and you can drop me an email and a voicemail once you're there. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather it's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
With interest rates growing, we think your business and personal savings deserve to grow too. Get an amazing rate on an Amegy Bank CD or savings account. Visit AmegyBank.com or click the banner to learn more. Amegy Bank, a division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
There's nothing worse than walking up to a venue only to find you've been scammed by a fake ticket. With Vivid Seats, you get great deals on tickets and a 100% buyer guarantee. Vivid Seats, real rewards for real fans. Get tickets now.